Okay, good morning everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Friday now. Excuse me, sorry, I was just about to sneeze. Apologies, it seems to have vanished. Good morning everyone. Happy Valentine's Day for those of you out there. Yeah, the whole idea, as you know, is for this particular session is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, what we spend a lot of time doing every day is looking for high probability trades and markets with our analysis moving in line with that kind of expectation. And what we have at the moment is we have reasons for markets to rally, and we've got significant reasons for markets to actually roll over to the downside. So if we're talking about a market rally and positivity, then you're pointing towards corporate earnings, which is obviously a bit of a micro story, but individual companies performing really well, looking quite strong as things currently stand. And don't forget, these earnings reports are for the last quarter of last year. Now what we're finding is some of the dynamics are beginning to shift. So we've got, you know, these Trump tariffs, of course, which do nothing but elevate prices. And we've already got inflation beginning to tick a little bit higher. Now, what these markets and what this market rally is currently doing is completely ignoring any kind of negativity. So that makes these kind of conditions for us a little bit more challenging. Now, it's important at times like this that you don't perhaps overtrade and take on too much size when you trade as well, unless you've got this solid belief that this market rally off the back of corporate earnings is a valid reason for you to get behind those particular trades. We find that there is quite a lot of disconnect with these markets currently, and we go through periods like this. So let us explain this disconnect in as much detail as we possibly can, and we'll see where the opportunities lie for the day. So let's get straight into it then. We'll of course start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen now. All profitable traders then need to consider which markets to trade, where do we enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade, and trade psychology, all very important features of trading financial markets, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms. That's the first thing, along with our ability to maintain a high degree of consistency, be accurate in the levels which we trade, be disciplined with our capital, and be patient. Okay, so let's perhaps have a look firstly at some of the reasons why these markets probably should be selling off. So the first one would be, without a shadow of a doubt, these Trump tariffs. So the markets are a little bit nervous about these tariffs, but they're kind of ignoring them at the same time in the belief that Donald Trump is negotiating terms. We're not too sure what those terms are. We're not too sure what Donald Trump would be asking in exchange for compliance. So there's a lot the markets don't know. So what they're doing is they're kind of putting it to one side for now and saying, right, well, this tariff issue could be a major, major problem, but we won't react to it right now, which is fair enough. It's the prerogative of those that are continuing to pump cash into these into equity markets and the indices. So Trump tariffs, obviously a major feature of this week's analysis. Plus we've got Fed Chair Jerome Powell's testimony alluding to the fact that they acknowledge that inflation is getting higher, uncomfortably so. Their bias, what they prefer to do is start cutting, but they're going to have to almost wait and see how these things play out. Now, they've always referred to data dependence as their thing, and the data is getting worse for them. So there's a realization that the Fed are struggling to cut rates, which again should lean towards a little bit of negativity from the equity markets. So risk off for Trump tariffs, risk off for Fed interest rates. Then you add in some of the indicators. So looking at inflation on Tuesday coming in much higher than expected. The headline CPI expecting 0.3, coming in 0.5. We're now up at 3% CPI. So the wheels haven't come off, but clearly inflation is looking a little bit stronger. So that's the third issue for a bit of weakness, a bit of risk off market dynamics, which would suggest the indices actually selling off along with the dollar strengthening. And if you notice, we're seeing the exact opposite. But that's not all. We've got further more of these Trump meetings almost in the Oval Office. But that's not it. PPI, the input costs, they're clearly on the elevated side as well. We've got headline PPI coming in above expectations. So, you know, CPI, PPI are looking stronger rather than weaker. Again, feeds into that risk off trade. You could also add the jobs market, which is pretty strong. It's very strong. We actually, last week, we saw unemployment numbers come back from 4.1 to 4.0. So again, that leads into the whole narrative around cutting rates. It prevents the Fed from really doing it. It's more inflationary if you have a really low unemployment number with high wages, or people are still earning more than the rate of inflation. And now we're kind of rolling into retail sales as well. And look at the headline retail sales number going from 0.4 to minus 0.2. That's the expectation. So we could have potentially six risk-off reasons to sell the equities and to buy the dollar. And I'm going to add a seventh one. Elevated bond yields. Not much, I appreciate that. We're not, you know, the wheels have come off, but elevated. If you look at the 2 year as well, it's looking elevated. So why is that of importance? It means the risks, for all the reasons that okay, sorry about that. I just got cut off briefly there. Apologies. So we're adding in analysis around bond yields. They're beginning to rally. That leads into a little bit of a risk-off market dynamic as well. And there's a disconnect there. So there's a disconnect. So we've got probably seven, you know, reasons to look for a sell trade and risk-off market conditions in these markets. Now, what those seven slightly more negative aspects to these markets are up against is corporate earnings, which are broadly performing relatively well. There was a stat yesterday that something to the tune of about 80% of corporate earnings for the last quarter are achieved sort of revenue targets or above, which is a really good, broad, positive market dynamic for equities. There is little pockets of concerning weakness, but broadly from an equity perspective, again, for the last quarter, it doesn't really take into account the Trump dynamics that are in full swing now. So the next round of corporate earnings could be really quite interesting. But with this rally, we'd be looking for a little bit of dollar strength as these prices rally, and that's not the play. So the disconnect, hopefully we've had a bit of an opportunity to try to explain the disconnect in these markets, which is significant. We'll take this off. So what we would expect is a little bit of weakness in these markets from yesterday's moves. We'd expect the dollar to, we expect that type of move there. Now, the other observation as well is we've got a bit of a pullback off those lows, the $70 lows that we were talking about yesterday. Is that when we look at the S&P, the NASDAQ, and just gold on the market, on the screen, we are clearly seeing we're at all-time highs pretty much across these markets. So we've had this dynamic play out quite a few times before. What we want to just stress is that we've got more reasons to be a little bit more concerned. We've got retail sales numbers coming out. And sometimes these markets, sometimes they just don't move in line with your expectations. And that is the market dynamic that we're currently experiencing. We're remarkably close to all-time highs. Now, gold is historically a flight to safety trade. So it's often viewed as a hedge against inflation. So as inflation goes up, you get to see some capital moving in towards gold. Now, there's a lot of central bank buying up of gold. And what we're seeing is this, again, this disconnect between risk on and risk off. So we're seeing the risks build, and as a result, there's capital moving towards gold. And we're also seeing, and don't forget, the dollar is still quite strong as well. Over the last couple of years, we're still at really dollar strength levels. But we've also got the risk on trade, which is the equity space continuing to spike to the upside. And so we're having this melt up dynamic. So this makes it a tough dynamic for us. And one at which we've got retail sales due out. We know what's happened the last three Fridays. We know we've had a bit of selling in the latter part of the Friday's trading. We've had that that weakness, and then we've had that gap lower. Let me see, did we get... Yeah, so this is when we got the weakness last Friday, we got the gap to the downside, which then turned around and rallied very, very aggressively. So this is one of these trading weeks where it's very easy to burn some capital. Now, most of the trades we were trading this week were losing trades. However, we had one very, very good, decent trade in crude oil. So I think we got into one extra trade yesterday, which we took a losing position in the euro dollar. So we're down only a little bit for the week. Now, if you can get through weeks like this where there is this disconnect, and the markets are not really moving, they're not really discounting some of the negative data, and we're seeing this exuberance and just excessive buying, you know, you want to make sure that you don't take a big loss, and that's what we've practiced this week, is that we're pretty close to breaking even for the week, even though we've had a pretty awful trading week. So don't know if there's any comfort in that, but there should be a little bit. You know, the last thing we want to see is traders, you know, attack a particular angle and then to go after it and after it and after it, and then increase trade size and then build up big positions that have all gone against you, which was very, very easy to do. So what I'm going to put up here is So we're going to put this, we've got disconnected risk on market conditions. Yesterday we were looking at weakness in the indices, again, very much in line with our analysis, but we were looking for potentially the dollar to strengthen. Now, with the, as the news unfolded, we actually began to change our position on that. And that should have been, if we had some supporting data that would suggest to buy the euro dollar and the pound dollar, I'm pretty sure we'd be all over them. The problem is the data suggested dollar strength, which we got for a period and then reversed and then accelerated. Don't really have a decent understanding in terms of why that would be the case. So as a result, we would really struggle to trade that type of dynamic. So what we're thinking now is we've actually got weaker economic data coming through, which is retail sales. And if that comes to pass, then that is further risk off market dynamics, which is indices lower and the dollar strengthen. But again, because of this disconnect, we want to just be really, really mindful of these market dynamics and make sure that we don't go kind of too heavy on anything right now. And let's see, you know, next week is another trading week. You know, we just don't want to do any damage to our P&L during these sort of disconnected market dynamics. So we want to keep all options open as market narratives are proving contradictory. Look, sometimes we do get, this is the reality of trading financial markets. And sometimes, you know, we always want these markets to move in line with our expectations and for us to have a decent understanding about, you know, what is actually going on in these markets. And because of they're somewhat disconnected, they're not repricing as a result of the shifting news. They're still almost ignoring, you know, some of the economic data. And that's never really a good position to take. All right, then, guys, listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We'll be back again. In terms of risk on, risk off, we've actually got really strong risk on, even though we've got Trump trade tariffs, we've got higher inflation. Got these higher interest rate narrative playing out. So really there's these disconnects as things currently stand. So on that note, we'll take it nice and easy for the day. We won't push too hard, I wouldn't imagine. I'm not sure we really have much grounds to do that. And let's see how things play out over the course of the day. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms now. So if you can join us for the European Mentorship Room, we'll see you there very shortly. Everyone else, we'll be back next weekend. Sorry, enjoy the weekend, and we'll be back next Monday. That's what I should have said. Right. Take care yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.